Hey friends, it's Sherry. Before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to let you know about an upcoming virtual summit I'm a guest speaker at and you can attend for free. So whether you're an entrepreneur seeking to boost cash flow and leads or a career professional ready to take the leap into entrepreneurship, this event is designed with your specific needs in mind. It's an opportunity you don't want to be missed. And I'm not exaggerating when I say it will be an epic experience. So join me and 15 plus other top female entrepreneur experts for the Rise of the Entrepreneur, Navigating the Entrepreneurial Landscape for Female Professionals 5-Day Summit. Together, we're going to dig deep into our wealth of expertise, offering invaluable support for career professionals and entrepreneurs like you. Every year, you see my friend Sherelle Slace host this event, and collectively, she brings in over 4,000 women at all levels wanting to implement new strategies and take their businesses to the next level. And I'm so excited to be one of the guest speakers this year. And I'm also attending this event myself, and I would love to invite you to join me. So this 5-day virtual summit runs May 13th through 17th. And during that time, you can catch all the replays of the trainings. Trainings like From Unknown to Unstoppable, Publicity Tactics for Fearless Female Entrepreneurs, or Manage Your Money Like a Boss, or Navigating the Entrepreneurial Landscape for Female Professionals, or this one I'm very interested about, Top 4 Legal Mistakes to Avoid on Your Online Business. And my topic is Unleash Your Strengths and Thrive in Entrepreneurship. So you're not going to want to miss this one, so reserve your spot now. Yep, go ahead. Put this episode on pause, go over and register, and then hop back in here to finish listening. All you have to do is head over to rebrand.ly/risessummit/Sherry Miter. So rebrand.ly/risessummit/Sherry Miter. I'm sorry, Rise Summit. There's only one S there. And I will put that link in the show notes for you as well. So do me one more favor. If you register, pop into our new Motivated for More Facebook group and let me know if you'll be watching the summit next week. We can compare notes together. All right, my friend, hope to see you at the summit, and let's get back to today's episode. Let's reflect on the wisdom these three drinks have bestowed upon us. And just like water, as water reminds us to cherish the simplicity of life's moments, coffee encourages us to seek fulfillment beyond the ordinary, and wine teaches us to value our authentic connections and celebration. Life's too short to drink bad coffee or cheap wine, and it's equally too short to miss out on the experiences that bring joy and fulfillment. Welcome to the Discovering Your Calling podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I'm here to help you unleash your strengths and get clarity on your calling. I believe when you find your purpose in life, fulfillment, joy, and success will follow. If you're ready, pop in those earbuds, hit that follow button, and join me on this journey toward discovering your calling. Welcome back, friends, to the Discovering Your Calling podcast. I am your host, Sherry Miter, and we are wrapping up our series on the summer series, where I've been sharing some of my non-negotiables in life, the things that pass the test of I enjoy them and they serve a purpose. A test that I shared in episode 27 of season 4. If you didn't listen to it yet, you can go back and find that. It was the Transform Your Mental and Physical Space for Simple, Peaceful Living, where I shared about these two rules that I've been using to not just pack up my home, but also just maintain my life and my business. So today, we're going to wrap up this series with three of my favorite beverages, coffee, water, and wine. And not just talking about the beverages themselves, but really what they stand for and what they represent in life, and the metaphors that we can find by thinking about these beverages and the experiences that come along with them. And Really, the whole point of this episode is really thinking about that life is too short to drink bad coffee or cheap wine. And it's also too short to not enjoy every moment of our life. And it's way too short to be stuck in a career that you don't enjoy. And if that last thing I just said hit a nerve with you, hang on to the end because I want to offer you something. I've got some exciting news to share at the end of the podcast. But anyway, today let's jump into the coffee, water, and wine. And let's start with the water. And water truly is probably the only one that really is essential to healthy living, right? It's the essence of life. And it's the simplest and most essential drink of all. It's the foundation of life, the elixir that sustains us. In its purest form, water is refreshing and revitalizing. It symbolizes the purity of moments that rejuvenate our souls and spirits. And, you know, just like we can't live without water, we truly cannot live without experiencing moments that cleanse our souls and give us a fresh perspective. It's so easy, you know, in the rush of our daily lives to just overlook the importance of little things, like taking a moment to appreciate that cool glass of water on a hot summer day, or just being present in nature, being present with our kids, being present with our family, being present with ourselves. Water teaches us the value of simplicity, reminding us to find joy in the small but significant moments of life. And when you can embrace the purity of water and seize those refreshing moments, it will help keep you grounded and revitalized. And you know, with water, feel free to add that lemon and just give it a little more zest to life too, if you want. So water just reminds us to keep it simple and enjoy the little things. Let's move on to one of my all-time favorite beverages, and that is coffee. I am a coffee addict. It's one of the first things I look forward to in the morning. And to be honest, it's not even always the coffee, it's the habit of the coffee. And it's enjoying that moment of my coffee and what it represents. And coffee is like that warm embrace. It's the fuel of productivity. It's the catalyst for connection. And it's that, again, for me, it's that habit of just symbolizes that time and space for me to sit down with that cup of coffee, to say my prayer time, to do a little journaling, and to just sit and reflect in the morning. It's an excellent metaphor also for the richness of life's experiences. Imagine with me taking a sip of a finely brewed coffee, the aroma swirling around you, and the taste awakening your senses. Just like that, life offers us opportunities that, when savored to the fullest, can be deeply fulfilling. And if you're choosing to settle for bad coffee, that's like settling and accepting mediocrity in our lives. You know, I just threw out some coffee. I bought a pound of coffee recently at a new store I shopped at, and I was excited to try. I love local coffees. And I made a couple of days, I made a pot of coffee with it, and it was just horrible. And I drink my coffee black, so it has to taste good. And I hate to waste things, but man, oh man, I decided, why am I keeping this coffee? Why am I trying to force myself to like something that's just not enjoyable? So I pitched the coffee and had my husband pick up my favorite coffee at the store. And I'm so much happier now in the morning. And you know, sometimes we find ourselves sticking to a routine or mindlessly going through the motions. And we're like, why am I still doing this? Why don't I just throw that out and get something I'm really going to enjoy? And like upgrading from instant coffee or K-cup to freshly roasted beans, it's essential to seek out experiences that awaken our passions and bring us joy. You know, life is too short to stay in a comfort zone that offers nothing but monotony. Embracing new challenges, savoring experiences that push your boundaries and surround yourself with people who lift you higher is just like that perfect cup of coffee and how it lifts your spirits. So what are you going to do that's going to just give you that extra bit of excitement and push you out of that comfort zone? Yes, we want to be comfortable and cozy when we drink our coffee in the morning, but that's not really how you live your best life. Okay, let's keep it going here to the end of the day. We started off our day with our water and our coffee. Let's end the day and end the series with wine. And wine is like that toast to celebration, that being with good friends. It's that communion drink. And, you know, wine has been a part of our human history for forever, really. We can go back to the biblical story of when Jesus, at a wedding celebration, turned water into wine after his mother quietly suggests he do something. And I think that was actually even his very first miracle that's recorded. So think about that for a minute, that wine and beverages, how they even back then represented this, like his mother knew that the party was going to end if there was no more wine. And Jesus took it upon himself to, you know, have people get the water, jugs of water, and turn it into this extravagant wine. Actually, you know, it was said like, wow, you know, normally the family serves the cheap wine last after everybody's been drunk. And they said the bridegrooms celebrated with the best wine last because it was so good. He didn't just turn it into any old cheap wine. It was great wine. And wine is often accompanied, you know, we drink it with our most joyous occasions and it's shared of moments of connection. I mean, how many times have you said, let's go grab a glass of wine to your best friend or a new friend? It symbolizes the richness and complexity of life's experiences. And whether you like it sweet or dry or bitter, there's a place for everybody. And when we share a glass of wine with loved ones, we create memories that will be cherished forever. And just like a fine wine, life becomes more meaningful when it's shared with the people we care about. But in our pursuit of happiness, we must remember not to settle for cheap wine. In other words, don't settle for anything less than the life God wants you to experience. Because don't you think if Jesus chose to keep a wedding celebration going by turning water into fine wine, he wants the same for your life. And life is too short to waste. Instead, invest your time and energy in building genuine connections with others and raise a toast to the beautiful moments life brings when shared with the right people. So as we conclude today's episode and our final summer series of the Discovering Your Calling podcast on like how to live a great life, let's reflect on the wisdom these three drinks have bestowed upon us. And just like water, as water reminds us to cherish the simplicity of life's moments, coffee encourages us to seek fulfillment beyond the ordinary, and wine teaches us to value our authentic connections and celebration. Life's too short to drink bad coffee or cheap wine, and it's equally too short to miss out on the experiences that bring joy and fulfillment. So let's raise our glasses, whether you have wine, coffee, or water in it, and toast to a life well-lived, enriched by the little things, and celebrated with the people we love. And life is also way too short to settle in a career or suffer for burnout or boredom in your job. And the Discovering Your Calling Academy was created to help you live a life of purpose, freedom, success, and joy, a life that can be celebrated. You've heard me talk about this program before, and we're about to open the doors up for the fall session of the Academy. And if you are intrigued at all about this program to see if it's the right fit for you and the right time for you, I would love to invite you to hop on a clarity call with me. Grab a date on my calendar that works for you, and let's connect over a cup of coffee or a glass of wine. And let's see if this is the right time for you to step into finding that clarity on your calling in the Discovering Your Calling Academy. It doesn't kick off until September, so we have a lot of time to think about it. But hey, let's grab that call soon and just see if it's a fit for you. We're not. No obligation. Or if you prefer, instead of a call, slide over to Facebook and hit me in the DMs. I'm over there way too much. And we can have a virtual drink together. But my friend, just remember, in the journey of life, savor each sip. Embrace the unknown and cherish the meaningful connections that make life truly extraordinary. And I just want to say cheers to you. Thank you for being a part of our Discovering Your Calling community. I appreciate you for being here, and I hope you found this summer series fun and easy to listen to, and maybe pick up a couple of life-changing things that you will find that become non-negotiables in your life because you enjoy them and they serve a purpose. Also, just a little heads up of what's coming next. We have a fun interview coming up soon from a couple of guys who really stepped out and are creating something extraordinary about where you can travel and live anywhere. It's really, really fun episode that I did. And then in August, I'll be interviewing some of my Discovering Your Calling alumni, and I can't wait for you to hear those conversations. So again, my friend, thank you for being here, and go out and make it an amazing day. And remember, you are created for a life of joy and fulfillment. So don't drink cheap wine or bad coffee. Thank you for spending this time with me. My hope is something you heard today inspires you to take action toward discovering your calling. I just have two favors to ask of you before you go. One, if you found value and enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and you might hear your review read on a future episode. And two, can you share this episode with three friends who will also enjoy it as much as you did? By doing these things, you will help us grow the podcast to make a bigger impact on the world. And until next week, remember, you've been created to live a life of fulfillment, freedom, purpose, success, and joy.